and a lot of tough questions asked. Well, Mark Murphy, the skipper, said there was going to be a lot of hard questions asked inside the Carlton Football Club this week there. Outgoing GM of footy is Andrew McKay. He joins us on the line right now. Andrew, thanks very much for coming on.
No worries, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. I imagine for the players, and particularly hearing Mark Murphy as he spoke so well earlier in the week, it's going to have been a tough week for them because Mark clearly wants to hold some of his teammates accountable.
Yeah, well, that's right. Obviously, the game against Brisbane, particularly the second and third quarters, wasn't good enough. We didn't make the most of our opportunity in that first quarter. We had an opportunity to get some score on the board and certainly more than Brisbane, and we didn't capitalise on that. And then the last quarter's the same, but those middle two quarters, certainly there's a lot of questions asked through the week on those two quarters.
Andrew, Brad, mate, teams have ups and downs, and, you know, players, groups in particular, very resilient type people, aren't they? How is the resilience level out there at the Blue Land now?
Yeah, it's pretty good, Brad, to be honest. You know, you look back probably the last 6 or 7 weeks at the games, and certainly we've put in some solid performances. Not that we like putting in solid and not winning. You cast your mind back to Geelong, and there was a 10-minute period at the start of the game, or probably 5-minute period at the start of the game, and they kicked four. Then we went level with them for most of the game. They got away from us in the last bit. Then Sydney, we put in a good performance. Sydney got hot of us in 10-minute patch there. Same with Collingwood and Port. We just had our patches where we haven't been able to be consistent through the whole game. We had our 10-minute patches for probably twice through each game. That's really hurt us. Now, Brisbane was a different story, of course. That was a big patch through most of the second and third quarters. So, you know, we're just not having that consistency, which you get in these young, inexperienced teams. But to answer your question, the boys are holding up really well. And the good part about footy, as you know, Brad, you have another game in 6 or 7 or 8 days, and that's a chance for you to get back on the horse and give it a good kick and show to everyone that we are on the right track.
Does your leadership group bat deep enough, Andrew, you know, to sort of make the calls, you know, have a bit of autonomy on the ground and things aren't quite going? Do they always have to wait to get the message from the coach?
Well, it's a good question because you obviously got Patrick and Mark out there, Matthew Cruiser, Ed Kernow, who are in our leadership group, but we have a number of our leaders on the sidelines, and Sam Docky, Kate Simpson didn't play, Lockie Plowman didn't play, so there's a few that weren't out there, which doesn't help, but certainly Mark and Patrick and Ed and the like, and Matthew do a good job out there.
Yours is an interesting one. I mean, good luck with whatever you intend to do in the future. How does it operate now? Clubs are always evolving and they're reviewing and strategising and all of that sort of stuff. How does that work for you now? Do you remove yourself from those sort of discussions, or is it just business as usual?
Well, that's a good question. It's business as usual at the moment. I'm obviously leaving around the end of the season. I haven't quite decided when that'll be. Depends, if something bobs up for me, and also how quickly they can find a replacement. So we're just going to play that by ear. You know, we've obviously got a fantastic working relationship with everyone in at Carlton, and you know, they'll be very honest with me, as I will be with them. And so if we come to a sticky moment, then we'll be grown up enough to say, you know, step out of this meeting, or no, this one's all fine. So we're open and got great communication lines in that regard, so I'm not too concerned about that.
So speaking of that, Andrew, since you can be so open and honest, there's a lot of discussion going around at the moment about the number one pick, which it looks like Carlton is going to have its hands on. The Adelaide Press today is saying that the Adelaide Crows are open to anything, and that they might have some draft picks that they might be able to bundle up as a package deal to get their hands on pick one. You know, it's a theory, I'm sure you've heard it going around the footy world right now, that could be a way for the Crows to keep Jack Lekosius in South Australia. What's your take, maybe even taking your GM of footy hat off, what's your take on what Carlton should do with that number one pick?
Yeah, look, I do know that Adelaide are desperate to, have Lekosius go to them. Local boy, very good player. But we, to be honest, we haven't really discussed, bundling picks up. We're really keen to go to the draft and get a good young player. We're in the window now where we're looking at free agency and getting some more mature trades in to balance up our list. We've been to the draft the last 3 years, getting good young players, but we're a bit light on through that 24 to 27 age bracket. So we need to strengthen that up a little bit. But we do need to still go to the draft. And it's always really important that we do get one or two young, really good players each year. So, and that doesn't quite answer your question, Matt, but we need to have a look at that in time.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously now is not the right time. I didn't expect you to announce, we're going to trade pick one on Macquarie Sports Radio. That would have been a good scoop for us, Andrew.
Yeah,
but I didn't expect you to announce that this morning. But how much of a concern, taking Lukosius out of it, in broad terms, how much of a concern would a player being a flight risk be at pick one? You know, we've seen it with Tom Boyd wanting to come back to the Western Bulldogs. You know, it's happened before. It could very well happen again if Lukosius was to be picked at one and come to Carlton and then wanted to go home in a couple of years. How much work does a club do to consider that?
There's a consideration there, but you back your culture, basically, and Brad and I have been through that. And if your culture's strong, then a player's going to stay. And if you make them feel welcome and really united and part of the team, and they believe the team's on the right track, then they'll stay.
Despite that go home factor,
I think so. If it's strong enough, yeah. And obviously, we saw Bryce go home. Well, I suppose almost his home. He almost had as long in Victoria as he has in South Australia. So we saw Bryce go home late last year. But that was family reasons. He had a young boy, and it sort of given us a number of years of service as well. So it's slightly different. There is that slight go home factor, but you back your culture and make sure you do everything possible that doesn't occur.
Well, Andrew, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for taking our call. Again, good luck with whatever you decide to do in the future. Or hopefully you're not lost to football, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks very much, Matt. Thanks,
appreciate it. Andrew McKay joining us there, Carlton's general manager of football.